I'm sure we have had issues with minorities, as you know, in recent years. I don't know the intricacies of them because I have not been personally involved. And I think sometimes the prejudice works both ways in various groups. I don't think it's a one-way street. You're not popular if you say that. I'd be willing to say it because I think it's true. At the moment, I don't know what has happened to the group who are the gay community. I have no idea what has happened then. In terms of an organization, I know for at times they have met, they've had their own group. I don't know what it is, and I don't know how they feel about it. I've had no direct contact with them. I have had, in the times past, I've had some students come in and talk to me about this. You know, and I'd be kind of surprised because, I mean, I'm not concerned, I don't care, except for their benefit once again. And I've had students tell me that, you know, some of the things that have occurred. But I don't hear a lot about it. It doesn't mean it's not here. It doesn't mean that there's not anti-Jewish prejudice and discrimination, maybe. It doesn't mean that there's not anti-black or anti-Hispanic. I guess that bothers me that I have no idea whether it is, because it isn't out in the open. You have also the problem of women's groups now raising an issue. In some of these cases, I can understand maybe how they feel. I'm not sure what their solutions are going to be, because many times they want this, they want courses in this, they want that. Well, we can't meet our other courses at the moment, the basic ones that are the core. Now, I understand their feelings, but I don't know how you're going to do it. Maybe you have to do some of these things informally. A lot can be done. I think you can learn an awful lot, out of classroom. But once again, we have the difference of being a community college to a great extent.
Yeah.
And people don't come to a lot of things. A lot of people are working. They're working. I don't know how they're working. I think some of them are working much too much for their own benefit. I can't tell them you can't work. I can't tell them how to spend their money.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're spending it properly. I don't know. I think others are buying cars and they're. I don't mean you don't need transportation, but I think some of them are spending it in a lot of things that I might say, if it were me, look, stop spending it on this, and you'll have this much left to do this with. But I don't know. That is a serious problem with high school kids now. You know, they're going to the mall and work. Then what do? Spend it at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't have any money for college. Well, I can't go around to all the students in the mall and say, hey, how much are you putting away? But I have a feeling that enters into it, the economy is entering into it. I'm just rambling, so I don't know whether you want to ask any other things or not.
I'm basically finished. That's what I was more concerned with, was the attitudes and things of that nature from then and now. The focuses and things like that.
Well, I don't know whether I've answered or not, because I've been very rambling.
Yeah, I've been taking the notes in between the ramblings, and I've gotten, you know, pretty much what I was concerned with.
All right, okay.
What basically, you know, what the things that we were discussing as to what, you know, we wanted in terms of to be put, if this were to be used for, you know, the certain things that I felt, or Cindy and I had felt, would be of interest, as opposed to how, well, what did you think of the West Side campus being built?
Yeah.
You know, that was not...
Well, that's part of it, but only part of it.
Only part of it.
The West cut, no.
You know, the West Side, that's not, you know, what I was concerned with, and the things that, you know, the faculty focus and the things of that, the
department. Well, I hope, I'm sure it's my perspective, so it may not be, you know, it has to be that.
Definitely interesting.
You're part of that, so yeah. That.
But everyone, I'm sure, doesn't see it the way I do. Yeah. Quite sure they don't.
No, probably no one else does, but you know, no one else would have, you know, asked the same types of questions.
Right.
So we thank you.
All right.
For your time.
I'm glad to do it. Let's see.
We really appreciate it.
Let's see what you come out with.
Yeah.
Hopefully an A. That would be nice.
Yeah. So.
Oh, one of those students.
Don't worry about those two a lot.
But after the problem that we ran into with the last. The last interview.
We definitely were not going to get an A.
Yeah, we didn't have a tape. So that was problems. He wasn't expressing himself at all when the tape was running.
And
why don't you kill the tape now while I'm thinking about it?
Well, remember, there are people who will not speak out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then and now.
I mean, he's retired. He had nothing to fear. Really.
Yeah.
Well, but some people have that personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know. There are some people here right now who don't participate. I never see them at any of the AAUP meetings and so forth. I'm sure they complain about things aren't done and not done.
Look at voting results or voting patterns of Americans.
Yeah.
As you sit there and say,
look at students.
Look at the SGA, 250 people voted.
Mm. That's right.
So,
that's crying.
Yeah, 250 people voted, and she won by 60 votes. And so, she probably has that many number of friends, you know, that she's met through her classes.
Yeah.
That.
No, I think that's a crime in terms of from my opinion, in terms of the funds that are dispensed, if nothing else, not just philosophy, but the funds that are dispensed by. A group that's been chosen by a very tiny minority.
Yeah. I knew she had the whole historical society over there voting. We would get more money this year.
So, okay, thank you once again.
Okay.